This is Bob Sorrentino from Italian Roots and Genealogy. Be sure to subscribe and check us out on Facebook and our blog and our great sponsors, Your Dolce Vita, Italy Rooting, and Abitivo Casa. And my guest today is Angelica Noonan. So welcome, Angelica. Thanks for being here.
Grazie. Buongiorno.
So you live in South America right now, correct?
No, I do not live in South America. I born there. I grew up there. I moved to United States on almost the end of my 20s.
Oh, okay.
Found the father of my daughter, you know, you want visiting vacation here. So because one of my sisters already lived here. So I met then the father of my daughter.
Ah, very good. That's nice. So your family, so you were born in South America. And when did your Italian family get there?
Okay. My grandmother, Giuseppina, Azalini D'Angelo. She arrived in Brazil with her father, her sisters, and brother when she was 7 years old. I believe there I think was 1913. They arrived in Brazil December 9th. Of 1913.
Oh, okay. So do you know why they went there?
It's another mystery. Between all the children, his brothers and sisters, only one kept there with, you know, his father, Zenobio, and Cesare is my grand-grandfather. What I heard, like, my grandmother say something about, you know, they travel a lot. So have sisters of her born in other countries. My grandmother, she always told she born in Lyon, France, but they registered her in Farra del Pago, in Veneto, in Italy. And so they travel a lot, okay? And I don't know that something he was, something from him to try to find something better for the life or just to explore. Or what I heard when I was there in 2022 with my cousin, his grandfather, when I married with an Italian woman, and his father told, if you married her, I will kill you. And he ran to Argentina. So after the mother told with the father, no, he loves her, you can't do that, because we are timbre, okay? We get it there. So they don't want to mix, because timbre, we are Tedescos, like the German side, okay? So then he had to go back to, the men's have to go back to Italy, you know, because heavy they call the men's. And he went back and they told him was okay to he married her. So that breaks something. So for me, May was one of the reasons of my grandfather wanna be traveling to not suffering, you know, the children, the wife, something from the timbre people, you know, because she's an Italian, and her father was the Florestal Guards, but Italian. So I don't really know this point to tell you. Have can be many reasons, you know, for better life, for curiosity, or just to escape, to not be suffering something like he don't want for his wife and the children.
Well, no, and that's no different than most people, you know, why they left. Do you know what kind of occupation he had when he got there?
Okay, timbre, they are always very well with the crafting. They it's a big history because they help a lot of Veneto, Venezia, and with transporting. But he entered like agricultor, like people working, on the land, and really, a profession was what they say here, agricultor. Agricultor, like for the farms to plant, collecting, prepare the land for, for the seeds to grow.
Yeah, no, I
That's
know
what
exactly what you mean.
he put it there for when he arrived in Brazil. And that he keep doing. He keep doing that, what my mother told, now tell me. He always was working in a land he buy, a piece of land he work, like he give 1 2 years to make a little better business, he change, he sell, then he go and buy more land in another place, like that. But he never really grew up, in some way, but he did his life. I think it was the way he was happy, making he happy, making some way. I don't know. I hope so.
It sounds like it. I mean, it sounds like he wanted to grow the business and everything. You sent me a really great slideshow with some great pictures. How did you, were the pictures always in the family, or how did you come by all those pictures?
Okay, some pictures, I took there on 2022, the year discovery, and I do not doubt about me. I told is my vacation finally in all my life, and then some image. What I say is my image I took there. I think the most and one and another are from the book.
So where did the book, how did you find that book with your, that's your family, I guess. Yeah, right.
Yes. There is my relative, Innocente Azzalini. He write books. It's not only this one, but that is the one where have part of my family included there. Okay. So he bringing there about like when the last villa of Timbre. Okay. And they concentrated then in Del Consiglio, is the second forest, large forest in Italy, protected by UNESCO as well. They, my our side, they left Ruana because Cimbri people, they don't like it to live under 100% of the rules of the government. Have many rules. Like laws, they don't accept, don't match. So they decided to go far, out of that cloud and to have, a better life, live how they like, how they believe. That's what I understood too. Have things you never, have things may you don't like or you like. So about, ancestry. They have in Piancanai is where the villa where Innocente is still there, okay? His family. But my family, one house, he moved to Spert. Spert is a very tiny, tiny town. And he went to inside the forest and did a little lab to start work, and he told he will construct a house there. And the wife told, I'm not going that middle of nothing, in the middle of the forest. But he told, but there is a camp, it's kampong, okay? Kampong mean a huge camp, like you get a football place, you see all that grass, green, space, you can build things, have more level. So then he told, no, I will construct a house and then I open a road here and to make it easier. And everybody starts to laugh on his face. You are crazy. You open a road here. Get out of here. You are insane. Go, like it. Drink or be here or whatever, sit down there and be quiet because never you happen that. He brought a house, the family camp, and he opened the road. What today is one very nice road to route to make shorter for many people to transport the goods to the port of Venezia.
Oh wow, that's something. Yeah, and is
yeah
that the
they left from him, but he don't left, you know. Now I know my father as well. Like I understand, like, do not say not to them, you know, don't doubt about.
I mean, that's, you know, that's a lot of information. So when you went there, how did you feel when you got there? Because there's a picture of you actually standing in, I guess, what was part of the house.
I stand inside the house, just have the rocks there where, you know, the families came, each one. So I'm inside the one of my family. And we don't have any more because on the second war, they destroyed a lot. So they kept, you know, the rocks there, the space. So Innocente, you know, show me. And he took a picture of me, no? And yeah, that was one path. And you keeping that path, you know, to the forest, then they have the little, you know, a big tree is a beautiful place with moss, have a little water passing. It's like, look, dream. And I tell you, that was vision what I was when I was kid. Okay, I have my escape. Who knows? And they have a little sand. So there where they go pray as well. Because Catholic, you know.
Well, yeah, everybody's Catholic in Italy, right? And so what I found, because I know at least one person by the name Azzolino. I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know that that meant, you know, axe people. And exactly. You know, looking at the museum, that's very interesting. Yeah.
Yes, Azza is from metal, ferro, now ferro, iron. And then Azzolino was the family work with the metal, but the axes, you know, construct that axes, you mm-hmm. know, to cut the trees, the wood, everything. So that from back in history. So the families who work with that specifically, they are the Azza. Then they come Azzolino, no? So that was described those people.
Yeah, and like I said, I never knew that. So do you know how long they lived in that area? How far back were you able to get? Maybe that's a better way to ask the question.
Okay, I believe, you know, Zenobio, he grew up in Ruana, so probably he left there in 1800s, you know. But like if you see, we have like in the book, like putting back, you have it like in the 1700s as well. But to me, to get all that connection, I do not got it yet, you know, but have it all, you know, same kind of blood and they are relatives. And, but the history, what Innocent got is from 1700s. But, you know, we are like the Celtic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
Back and the Cimbri have a huge history. They helped the Romans keep that side of Italy for, you know, Italy. They help as well. Like in the Second War, just for you have an idea, in that area, all we are located, you know. We have a base for war. It's closed now, but airplanes all the time, all these wars, you know, happening. The airplanes are there. They anytime they need, they put it back. So they have a base there.
Well, and you know, you could see that, you know, some of the buildings are. Look more Austrian or Germanic than we typically think of Italy, you know, because of Southern Italy, you know, that's where we see most of the pictures. And I guess the food is probably closer to German than Southern Italian.
I grew up, you know, with the favorite food of my father, like his grandmother, his mother cooking for him. So my mother always did her best. And yes, have a lot of things, you know, there. You know, I have, like, I grew up and as well around my city, you know, we have there too, because we have a lot of German, you know, and Italians. So that mix, you know, people coming. So always I grew up with all that. But I'll tell you something, I never in my life I had so much good food and water, the water from the mountains. Because in Brazil, when you are going to the littoral for the beaches, you are going down, you have the water coming. The cars stop to get that fresh water, you know? And I remember that. But when I got there, I thought, no, hold on. Let me go. When I drink that water, I swear, look like clean you. When you not throw in your face, like, man, it's so fresh. It's so good. It's so, I can't describe that. And the air there, you know, is something wonderful. You know, it's the part we are now in Dolomites, in the Alps. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's why it was, yeah, it was part of the Austrian Empire for, you know, quite a long time. And yeah, a lot of Germanic heritage. And you know, my two children are adopted, and at one time we were considering doing an adoption from South America. They were suggesting Paraguay. And that's when I learned that there were so many Italians and Germans in Paraguay and Uruguay and Argentina. Never knew that, never thought about it, you know?
We'll be right back.
Italian Roots and Genealogy is proudly sponsored by Your Dolce Vita and Dawn Matera, connecting people to their purpose in life and continuing their legacy. For more information, contact Dawn at www.yourdolcevita.com.
Yes, they are. Before, like, when I do my search about, like, Zalini get in Brazil, they had, before 1900s, had one group, one family, but they went to Argentina. And they are all from us there. And the brother of my grandmother, he is staying in Argentina, and he married with Argentina lady, and his family is there. So then my grandmother and her sisters are in Brazil. But go have ahead. a lot. In Argentina, have a lot, especially because that side of South Brazil and Argentina, the place for them, you know, season, you know, of, you know, the year, mountains, everything.
Oh, were both your parents Italian, or one side was not Italian?
Oh, I'm like almost like I'm Brazilian now, like a huge mix. But of course, I have a big side of Italian, huge, because from my mother have Portuguese, Italian. They have slaves from Africa. They have the Indian native of Brazil, Roback. And I told you Portuguese, Spanish, and Italian, and you know, from Africa, not the white, no, the slaves, and the native of like Indians, you know, from Brazil. So it's a huge mix. My grandmother, the mother of my mother, she is very white with a very, very green eyes. You know, straight hair, like not dark, but not blonde. My mother had very curly hair, but her eyes are extremely caramel color. Caramel. Like caramel color, like extremely. It's wonderful, wonderful when you look like it is unique. And my father then, you know, Italian, because his father born in Brazil, but his grandparents from his father born in Italy. I do not got there yet, but it's a very popular last name as well. But I hope I can reach there sometime. I'm a salad.
Yeah. Well, you know, my wife is, her mother's family was from Sicily and her father was from Puerto Rico. And she's got, like you, she's got everything. She's got Norwegian, she's got some African, she's got some Indian, because her grandmother, very obviously, you know, you could see that she was, you know, had Indian blood in her, or at least American Indian blood in her. And so is that when you did you did DNA, right? Is that what it showed, all this mix?
No, I don't believe on that stuff. So how I say,
no.
When I discover about Chimbri and I start seeing things, I say, oh, now I start to see about myself. I start to understand because I have many questions about myself. I'm completely different from my mother and my sisters. Mm-hmm. I'm more like my father. And in the same time, you know, when you feel lost, and when I start seeing, I thought, oh, I think now I start to understand about myself, you know, what I believe, what I don't believe. Don't make me believe. If I believe that what you say to me today, I do not. May tomorrow you believe, but I have to find my own way to, you know, that to believe. I will not believe in the first time like that. So, no. Since I'm, it's another part. Many people can understand, many not, believe or not. But since I'm a kid, I remember around my 8 years old, I start to see, hear and feel. And when I dream, I can tell you, depend of my dream, I can give you dates, you know, time, like frame to something happen. And I don't like, because Brazil, we have that side, you know, of religion, what is the spirit, mm-hmm. what is not a spiritual. Spiritual is something like is not religion, but they have another side. And always they told I have to bring that. And for me, it's not my, you know, my comfort zone. It's not me, not my idea. Connect with spiritual, you know, understand that side. I'm very open always, and I always look for that. But like that kind of religion, I'm not kind of religion, you know, 100%. I have my beliefs, and there I go. So I start to sing and feel things. But the time I try to get the papers to have support, you know, from Italy, of my grandmother born in the year and the woman I can't receive. So then we don't have that technology too much at that time. So I forgot about. Past years, one time I decided a picture I post there for you, I gave and have something in the back, right? I post on Facebook, but I do not have nothing about. Then later, you know, I started to discover about the group. So I tried to go in direct on the groups of, you know, Italian, you know, to see if somebody knows. What's happened on the last, was October, no, was September, October, November of 2021. I'm not sleeping well for every single night. I look like I've been like half in my body and half out. And I can hear them talking with me. Some words I can kind understand. Some not. They come close, they go far, and was more than one people. And it's kind of like dark. I can't see well then, you know. But for 3 months, they come in the middle of the night and, you know, on me. I wake up like, they want to talk with me. They want to talk with me. They want to show me something. But who? No, I don't know, too. And that started now boiling inside me because taking longer and I can't sleep well. I start, you know, I have work and I have things to deal with that is not my life, you know, that drive me crazy. What they want. And many times I say, who are you people, you know? Talk with me straight, or I don't know, but bring that information better for me, you know, make simple. Then it stopped. In 3 months, stop completely. Past like 2 weeks, I told you, no, I have my grandmother picture. I will try again from nothing related. I don't know. They are talking with me about her. So I post. When I post, then come every single thing. And it's funny because the book of my relative Innocente, he just launched that book on the time they was calling me.
Mm-hmm. There's no accidents.
Things we can't explain, no?
No, and, you know, I've heard, you know, other stories like that. But so did you figure out who they were?
Of course, I found every single thing. And the funny thing, because in the book, Innocent, 2 children, okay, they once left, okay, from my grandfather, grandparents. What is my grandmother, one of her sisters. When I saw that, I thought, hold on, stop. First, he's putting her birth, the date of her birthday wrong. I believe more on my grandmother, what I remember, than him. And then I told him, no, is that the date? I told him, how you can't find her birth certificate? You know? And then right away, enter another person. He have a passion. You may know him. If not, I make an introduce because he love about all that. Okay. Like, you know, the Italians, the immigration, the people he help as well. And he told your grandmother is Giuseppina Lizena Cadorin D'Angelo. She have a register in Fajardel Pago. Next to my, you know, relative. So I thought, okay, boy, mamma mia, no? How he can't discover that? You see how I talk, no? Hands, body. So he helped Innocent, actually, you know, giving some information. So I send an email to Fajardel Pago, Tambre, and Belluno, they send to me her birth certificate. But the truth, she born in Lyon, France, but they register her there. But there, don't say that. It's from my grandmother, and I do believe on her. And also, after how I told you, had a time in Italy, they call all the men to be there in the country. And they was back, my grandmother. I do not believe all her sisters, because was older than her, probably already had boyfriend, something like that, and stay. And that was her brother. One Sunday have in Brazil, Guido, what I knew later now, and her, they went to Brazil, to Italy back. And in the book, nobody told me, like, Innocent, tell me things, Innocent, my relative. People don't tell, you know? And I reading things about like all the births, you know, who was the godfather, the godmother. And I see my grandmother there representing my grandfather. So he was with the men and when born in children and supposed, you know, to be the godfather, she was there representing. So for... in the period, like almost like 6 years, they was there in Italy back. And she told that, and nobody believed. And yes, she was right. She was there. But
Yeah,
she
yes.
don't want to go back to Brazil. Her father told, no, you are going back because she have a guy she love. She love. He went to that war too, you know. And second told, look like he die on this war. I'm not sure. But was the love of her life at the end of her life. She married with my grandfather, everything, but she never forgot about this man.
Oh wow, that's something. And you know, it's funny that you mentioned that story. My wife, when she was a little girl, maybe I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, her mother's name was Josephine, and they lived in a building in New York City. And she said it was late at night, and they heard a woman outside calling her mother, Josephine, Josephine, but spooky. And they looked out the window and they saw this old woman, typical Italian style woman with the black dress and the you know, the gray hair and all of that. And
Probably cleaning
she
the
kept calling.
sidewalk too, no?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And she
Because they
kept
say Italians clean the sidewalk, they sweet, you know?
what they do. We just saw that recently. But they didn't, her mother didn't know who she was, but she said she was kind of just floating there, like in the courtyard, and calling her mother, and they never figured out who this person was. So it's, you know, it's funny that you know, things happen in strange ways that we can't explain. And I tell people all the time, you're gonna find something months, maybe years later, that you couldn't find, that all of a sudden it's gonna be there.
How I told you when I was now I start looking more what to say. You may find everything you and may not like or may like or may you don't you find everything too, you know, and you have it to accept that and let go and keep the information you have and be happy, you know, because happiness will never you know. And I know that from my side, happiness I will never you know. One thing I like to put a hearing point for you, in the arrival, the first time in Brazil, from my grandfather, Cesare, Caesar, no? Cesare, but Caesar, he know how to write and read. And there was a point they asked for everybody arriving, okay? And I remember the immigrant, the museum of the immigrants in Brazil, when they send me, you know, the email back. This lady, she put that apart. Your grand-grandfather, he know how to write and read. If you look on the papers there, the note, what was something very, very rare for many immigrants, the number arriving, you know, is very rare. So that why we kept very well our last name. Is why I have that mix, you know, of people lose and don't know because they don't know how, you know, to tell the another one, you know, write the name there. If you don't, can I write for you? Or is, you know, some way make write. Because if they don't know who listening from another country, they you try to put it in the best way they think it is. So and funny because he did it so well. And from my grandmother, her four sons, all they have the Azaline correct, but already from and my father's side when had Azaline, yes, I'm the second daughter. I'm the daughter from second marriage, okay? But so my brothers have brothers, always a little correct. And but the funny from his brother already start coming wrong. Not as a little correct. Then I thought, oh, no, que coisa, it's something so important, you know, to not lose that, you know? lineage, like that path of the family. So is why many people get a loss, can't find really the family.
Yeah, and my case was the same thing. My grandparents, all my grandparents were able to read and write except for my mother's mom. And I know that because when she had to register as an enemy alien during World War II in America, she signed with an X, and my mother's older sister signed her name as the witness. But my grandfather, her husband, signed his name. So she never learned to read or write. But we kept our names all stayed. Our names didn't get lost in translation when they came into Ellis Island. So
That is good.
one more
I
question
don't
before.
have Azaline in my last name, okay? I do not have because I'm the second marriage. So I carry the Angelo now from my grandfather, and Silva is now very popular, is my mother. So I don't care, but I feel one. I feel more than many one in my family. They're all together. I feel like I am Azaline as well, a Chimbra. Chimbra because I'm a woman. And especially my father is the only one having two marriages and a family with both. I mean the last daughter of him, from second marriage, and no one found nothing about the family, everybody there, in the corner waiting for something. I'm the one always, I'm curious, and I went there and I found out. I think they know, and they came to me as well too,
Oh, I believe that. I believe that we're chosen by them or somebody to do this.
Well, Angelica D'Angelo. No, the angel bring the good messages. So who knows?
So one more last question before we go. Do you know? Because in America there were certain ports where the ships would go. Was that the case in South America also, that the ships would go to certain ports?
In that time, they most go, Santos, Porto of Santos, São Paulo. And there where they arrived, my family, okay. Was the Indiana, the vapor call. I'm not sure if in Santa Catarina, Joinville, have like the port that time received. I think was the most was São Paulo, and may have another one, but São Paulo was the point.
In the late 1800s, a lot of Italians were supposed to go, or thought they were going to go to South America, but they brought them to New York City because it was closer and just left them there and never brought them to South America.
When I was in Italy, for more I was there places where they call passage. It's not a city, it's a passage. And all Cimbri, another families, okay? Because the last Cimbri villa, they are with four families, okay? But they when see me and my daughter, oh, Americanas. Then come inocente, skin Italian, no? Cimbri. Always with the finger, Cimbri. Like this. I thought, wow, no, I'm feeling good here, no? If you say mafia is bad, people, I don't want them in bed, it's just the way, like things. I'm joking, but I'm not joking bad way. It's just like innocent way to talk, I am feeling here good, look like this is a mafia, Well, and then because I'm from Campon and We have the party on the first Saturday of August. Then I asked Inocente, are you coming to the party? He told, oh, no. Like that. Oh, my, now? Why? No, only Campon. I'm not Campon. I'm Pian Canai. But if you're my friend, you're my guest. No. Your daughter, your husband, only people like you, very like to your friend. No, you are not. They are not allowed you bring another person. I thought, wow, wow,
Wow.
okay. No, so yeah, they're very close. When you talk about mafia, I'm sorry to cut you. I don't wanna be rude, but like it comes to my mind right away, you know. Sounds silly, but make me feel like kind of important as well.
That is funny. I mean, you don't think about that happening in, this day and age, right? You think, well, what's the difference? Everybody goes, but
Exactly. Then I thought, I'm not blue blood, you know, I not found the pot of gold on the end of the rainbow, but I'm feeling kind of one, you know, in some way, you know, very special because I'm from a special, you know, people.
Well, and it's funny you say that because when we went to the towns where my father's mother they were nobility. I mean, we went to those towns, they treated me like very special, and I couldn't understand. And I asked why. I said, "Why? I'm nothing." And they said, "No. We go back 300, 500 years." And that's your family, so you are, and I still don't understand. It's far, very far into me to think that somebody so distant, from these people and from Italy would be treated in such a manner. And but they don't forget anything over there. It's not like here.
But how do you show yourself for them as well? That is, I think, is very important in any place, okay? Especially when you go back with, places of your ancestries and being together with some, relatives as well, is not easy. When you are lost and find, you found and then get it together, everybody get ahead with that. And but that is up to you too. You have to be a person accepting that as well, accepting everybody. I'm the person. I'm like so friendly. So friendly, smiling. I think don't have one-on-one, say, no, I want to sit here and let's have it, see if we can have some conversation. Because for me, I don't have the bad time, I'm happy here and just let bring happiness. Everybody treat me so well too, there too, very well. Like you told, they treat me well too.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Well, it's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you taking the time, and it's always great to get somebody else's perspective on these things because everybody's story is similar but different, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. And just for you, we'll see, how happened with me is not like normal happened with many people. It can be as well, and we don't know. But if you go in YouTube later, from the name, from the book, Innocente Azzalini, he have some interviews, have some stuff in YouTube about try to explain about timbre, the people, back and back, because it's a lot of things, a lot of history. And is a we are kind of like extinct, especially the language. Because it's not a dialect, it's a language. And Asiago is one place definitely they putting in the schools to the children learn as well, beside Italian and English, but Cimbri. And putting in the streets names, you know, in timbre as well. So they are trying, you know, I think the another villas, you try to work on that too, you know, to not die the language. And yeah. Just to bring start, I studied in Brazil 2 years in this International Germany Nun School. Portuguese, I was very good. English, I was. And German, I don't know. I do not know nothing about, you know, in the time. And I was A++. I can sing, I can dance, I can read, I can. I was like in the top of my learning that 2 years of the school, I was great. And who knows? I forgot everything because in that time, it was the most place for you private after school can have, you know, be teaching, you know, the language. Another places you can't find the German so well in my seat in that time later came. So when you stop, you lose a lot. You know, I don't have nobody to speak as well. So I lost, but I had the pronouncing, everything what, you know, when come from German, it's not an easy language. For who was bad English, you know, and speaking German. What the hell, no? So sometimes I think, you know, I have more than one person inside me. That's not possible.
Well, thanks again.
I want to say thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and to talk a little bit, you know, just a tiny. I don't know too much, a little bit. When I discovered, you know, I was in the same year there and in the time of the celebration, you know, of San Osvaldo. San Osvaldo is the saint of the Azzalini family. I met my cousin there. So was right after the pandemic and the Ukraine problems there. So not too many people, but I decided to go with my daughter. And in the museum, when I told you there, we have a lot of things about the timbre or how they help, you know. If gondolas there in the past in Venezia was like three floors or more, was huge. Things are made like very big. So everything have there what we help. Containers for transportation. Timbre, they negotiated to stay there in the Flores, helping to save. Giving for the who traveling like a night to a place to stay in the night to shower and eat, protecting and as well the crafting, you know, and they use a lot for transportation for food, because the wood in the time was like a oil, so they stay. They don't pay to stay there. They construct the houses later in years. They divide it. You know, you need to have, you know, the size, you have to do things. Have a time, they open and the two families get there inside, but then they stop it. And nobody else, if you have a house available there, is only timbre can buy. No Wow. one else. Yes. Wow. And so how I told this from, you know, my grandfather, he is the one responsible, Clemente Zenobio Azzalini, to open that road, you know, what, you know, help a lot with Veneto for the transportation as well. And I have a lot to learn. To find, and you can find many things in YouTube as well, like, you know, about, you know, timbre people.